In the afternoon services, I would like to do a little series through Psalm 23, and of course, The Lord My Shepherd is kind of an introduction to this, and I hope this will be a blessing to you. And I wanted to start by saying, you know, what is your favorite scripture verse or passage? And probably one of the most favorite passages in the Word of God for Christians today would be Psalm 23. And so let's turn there, and we're going to read it together. Psalm 23, it's only six verses. We're not going to cover the six verses, you know, today, but we will cover them as we go along. This will be more of an introduction today. Does everybody have their passage? Okay, Psalm 23, verse number 1. Some of you may be able to quote this from heart, you know. Maybe you've memorized the passage. Okay, let's read it together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May the Lord add His blessing to the reading of the Word. The analogy of the Lord as shepherd and people as sheep is made throughout the Scriptures. And I appreciate at least one of the choruses this afternoon, you know, about the shepherd. The shepherd feeds and he guides and he protects his flock. Have any of you ever been a shepherd? I mean a literal shepherd of sheep. Okay. A lot could be said about sheep. One time I kept some goats. I wish they had been sheep after I kept them. But we had a pastor in St. Thomas that had some goats, and they were up on the backside of the church property at Emmanuel Baptist Church. And I kept those goats. And he told me, now make sure you tie the lead goat so that they don't wander away. Well, we had dogs in the area, and these goats, boy, listen, I was praying for him to come home early. I was ready to get rid of those goats. I mean, they're something else. And I told him when he got back, I said, boy, am I glad to see you, and I hope your goats are glad to see you too. And I put them in one of the college vans and took them out to his church as soon as I knew he was on at home. And I was real happy about that. But sheep are not sheep are, you know, they don't have good eyesight. They don't have good smell. They don't smell good either. And, you know, and when you start thinking about the Lord's my shepherd, that means I'm a sheep. So maybe we don't smell good sometimes too, you know what I mean? And sometimes, you know, our vision isn't so good because maybe we're not walking the way we ought to. So there's a lot of things you can say about the Lord as the shepherd. But at a young age, David had been a shepherd of sheep. And he had watched sheep. And of course, you attribute Psalm 23 to him, that he wrote the psalm. But he wasn't writing as a shepherd, he was writing as a sheep. Because in the psalm he says, the Lord is my shepherd, you see. So he's not looking at it as a shepherd, he's looking at it as a sheep. And that's the way we need to look at our relationship with the Lord. He's our shepherd. Well, if he's our shepherd, that means we're going to do what he bids us to do. Uh-oh. Now we just got into got into trouble, didn't we? It's real easy to get into trouble. And sheep have a tendency to get in trouble, and the shepherd always had this big long staff and had the hook on the end of it, and he had some other tools, and he knew how to use them very effectively on the sheep. When the sheep needed certain things, he'd use a certain tool and so forth, and that's the way it was. But he was writing about himself as a sheep, and in so doing, he was telling us how the Lord fed and guided and protected him as a sheep. And listen, whether you like it or not, if you'll listen to what God says in His Word and you follow the instructions that He gives you, He will shepherd you. He will lead you aright. You won't be disappointed at all. Usually when we're disappointed is when we get off the path and we don't follow His guidance and we don't do what the shepherd tells us to do. That's usually when we get in trouble. And then we say, "Oh Lord, You got to help me. You got to do something for me, Lord." And that's how it is. But when we come to the New Testament, the analogy of shepherd and sheep is used in relation to Jesus Christ. And so, you know, when I read Psalm 23, I'm thinking about the Lord being my shepherd. And of course, the Lord is my shepherd. And if you're saved, the Lord is your shepherd. And allow Him to be the shepherd that He would like to be. Now, many people saved and lost can even quote this psalm, you know, because it's such a popular portion of Scripture. Many people just know it. And yet then they don't really realize the value of the relationship that is described there and use it in their life. The Lord Jesus Christ definitely has the characteristics of a shepherd. And it's obvious that we as people have the characteristics of sheep. You know, sometimes we forget what we ought to do, and we don't do what we ought to do. And we make some poor decisions because we don't seek the Lord's advice in the decision before we make it, and so forth. And the Lord, through the prophet Ezekiel, had this to say in relation to sheep and shepherds. In Ezekiel 34:6, "My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them." In other words, here the prophet is talking about his people. Ezekiel's talking about his own people and how they were scattered. But they were scattered because they weren't following the shepherd. And they needed to really follow the shepherd. People are just like sheep, you know. And they've wandered and been scattered across the face of the earth, and we're seeking for peace and for satisfaction and real value in life. People are searching, and some people have been in every country of the world, and they can't seem to find really what they need. And yet what they need is they need to depend on the Lord and let Him be their shepherd, and that's what they really need. Now, when Jesus came to earth, He was moved to see the condition of mankind. This is described in a passage of Scripture in Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. There it says, "But when He saw the multitudes," Jesus was speaking, "He was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd." And so Jesus became a shepherd to mankind. We needed food and guidance and protection. Then we could do something besides faint and be scattered abroad. And so looking at Jesus as the shepherd, I want you to notice three basic things that we see in Scripture referring to Jesus as a shepherd. First of all, Jesus Christ is the good shepherd. Jesus Christ is the good shepherd. We see this in John chapter 10, verse 11. It says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." And then in verse 14 of the same chapter, John 10, "I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known of mine." So it's a knowledge both ways. I know I'm his sheep. He knows that I'm his sheep, you see. Jesus died on Calvary for the atonement of our sins, and he became our bread of life. And when we partake of him for hunger, for spiritual life and fellowship with God, all of that is satisfied. Why? Because he's our shepherd. He takes care of us. He feeds us. And John 10:28, Jesus said this. Listen to the Word of God. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. So, Jesus Christ is the good shepherd. He's the good shepherd. In John 10:9, Jesus said this. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. So, here Jesus calls himself the door. And in many other places he calls himself different things. I am the light, and I am the way, and I am the truth, and so forth. All through the Gospels you have these passages that refer to what Jesus does for us. And if you do not know him as your shepherd, you need to trust in him. And if you do know him as your shepherd, then let him lead you. Let him be the one that helps you do what you need to do in life. Why? Because he's the good shepherd. He's the good shepherd. And we'll have a little more to say about that in a few moments. The second thing that we see in Scripture when it refers to Jesus Christ, not only is he the good shepherd, but Jesus Christ is the great shepherd. He's the great shepherd. There's a passage in Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 20 that says this. Listen to the Word of God. Now, the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. You see, he not only is a good shepherd, but he's the great shepherd. He's the shepherd that died for the sheep. He's the one that gave his life so that we might have life. And the shepherd who is alive from the dead is tender and he's caring. You see, not only did he die, but he, on the third day, he rose again from the dead. And he lives forevermore. In Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 11, the Bible says, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall scatter, he shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. And so he is a great shepherd. Any shepherd that takes care of the lambs. I remember we were in Montserrat. Our children were young. And one of the members in the church had some sheep and goats up on the mountainside. And we went up to see the sheep and the goats. And they saw this little goat. And and one of them came and said, Daddy, can we take that goat down and take care of him? Well, he would have been taken care of on the mountainside just as well. But I asked Brother Thomas. I said, Brother Thomas, my girls would like to take this little goat down and take care of him. He says, well, it's okay with me, but if he gets to be a problem, you just let me know. I'll put him back up on the mountainside. Well, he was down there with us, and of course he didn't want to just eat what we gave him. He wanted to eat some other things like the tablecloth or, you know, a paper cup or, you know, just, you know. And then he started growing these little horns. And then he started butting the children, boop, knocking them down, you know. Well, when that started, I told Brother Thomas, I think it's time for the little goat to go back up on the mountainside, you know, and let him butt the other sheep up there, or the goats up there. But the good shepherd takes care of his sheep, and the shepherd provides. Notice what it says in Psalm 23, verse 2. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. You see, he's a great shepherd. This shepherd will receive the wandering sheep. In 1 Timothy 2:25, the Bible says, "For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls." So he'll receive the wandering sheep. And you know, there's a lot of people here in Singapore, just like everywhere else, that are searching and looking, and they would like to have security, and they would like to have the care that God would give them, but they don't know how to achieve it. They don't know how to get it. And if we can tell them about it, they can be brought back into the fold. They can become a sheep of the shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we need to do our best to talk and communicate the gospel to all those we come in contact with. It's important that they hear so that they can know and that they can really experience Jesus Christ as their shepherd. Now, in Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28, the Bible says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." This shepherd will establish and guard his sheep. The great shepherd will. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 3, the Bible says, "But the Lord Jesus is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil." You see, if you have a good shepherd, you're in good hands. But if you don't have a good shepherd, look out. Trouble's coming your way. And we'll talk about another shepherd in a moment. I want to talk another thing about Jesus Christ as shepherd. Not only is he a good shepherd, not only is he a great shepherd, but Jesus Christ is the chief shepherd. He's the chief shepherd. He will one day return, and when he does, he will reward those who have faithfully served him. He's the chief shepherd. In 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 4, the Apostle Peter told us, "And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away." This shepherd will feed and guide and protect his sheep eternally. You see, it's one thing to have a good shepherd and you're saved. It's another that during your life here on earth you can have a great shepherd. But then eternally you can have the chief shepherd. He's the one. And he's all the same in one. He's the good shepherd, great shepherd, and the chief shepherd. In Revelation chapter 7 and verse 17, the Bible says, "For the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of water, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." In Revelation 22 verse 12, Jesus said, "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be." So we have a shepherd that's good, and he's great, and he's the chief shepherd. He's really the only shepherd, you see. I must say that Jesus Christ is my shepherd. Long time ago, I trusted in Christ as my personal Savior. I sure am glad that I did. I have no regrets knowing Christ as my personal shepherd and my Savior. None whatsoever. I personally can say that this is something that you can really hold on to because of what Jesus can do for you. Now, when Jesus is your shepherd. Now here's some things. Now listen to these verses. Listen to what the Word of God says. "Because Jesus is my shepherd, never again will I say I can't. Never again will I say I can't. Why? Because Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. You see, if we really believe the Scriptures, there won't be any can'ts. Because He can. It may not be done the way you think it ought to be done, but He can do it. Never again will I admit lack, because Philippians 4:19 says, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus, my shepherd. He's going to supply. He'll take care. Do we believe Him? Never again will I fear. Why? Because 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Why? Because I have a shepherd. I have one that's looking over. He'll take care if we'll allow Him to. He'll do it. Never again will I labor, harbor doubt and lack, have a lack of faith. Why? Well, because the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 27:1. You see, if we just take these promises that God gives in His Word and live them, it makes a big difference in our life. Never again will I allow the supremacy of Satan over my life, because 1 John 4:4 says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Don't allow Satan to take away your joy and conquer in your life. Why? You have a good shepherd. You have a great shepherd. You have a chief shepherd that overcomes all. And then, never again will I admit defeat. It says in 2 Corinthians 2:14, now thanks be to God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the Savior of my knowledge by us in every place. See, we have some great promises in the Word of God. Never again will I lack wisdom. James chapter 1 and verse 5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, but shall be given him. And if you know, if you're not sure what to do, ask God to help you know what to do. Read His Word. Do what it says. And you'll always be on the right side. Never again will I be worried and frustrated. 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. And the context of the passage is talking about Jesus Christ. And then, never again will I be in bondage. I've been freed. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We have great liberty because we've had forgiveness of sins. You see, it's important for us to realize the strength that we have because Jesus Christ is our shepherd. Now, in the world we live in, there are only two shepherds. There are two. You see, one shepherd is the Lord. Who's the other? Satan. The Lord is the shepherd, and then Satan's a shepherd. But I want you to notice some things. If you've trusted in Christ as your personal Savior, and the Lord Jesus Christ as your spiritual shepherd, and if you have not trusted in Christ as your Savior, then you still are a sheep of Satan's flock. You're in danger. You're in big danger. You see. And just a head knowledge that Jesus is the Son of God and died for the sins of men is not enough. You have to put it to practice in your life. It's just not, oh, I know that Jesus is the Savior. No, it's a matter, I'm trusting in Jesus as the Savior. That's what you've got to do. It's two different things. And Satan is not a loving and caring shepherd. Not at all. He's not concerned if his sheep are scattered by the sins of hatred and greed and lust and pride. He doesn't care a bit for his sheep. And it is the sheep's problem, not his. And if somebody faints because of alcoholism or drugs or you know, has problems with unemployment or broken homes and some of the other personal ills, Satan doesn't mind one bit, but Jesus does, you see. Many of his sheep are suffering from hunger and thirst and exposure and violence and abuse and emotional trauma. But the sheep that are under the Great Shepherd, they're safe and they have peace and they have security. And if you find yourself experiencing this type of treatment in your life, if you feel that things are distraught and you just can't seem to get ahead, well, make sure that you have Jesus Christ as your shepherd. Because the other shepherd doesn't care about you one bit. It says in Romans 10:13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." You see, the Lord Jesus Christ, my shepherd, is tender and loving, providing and kind. He cares for his sheep, and you can be one of his sheep. And if you're not, trust in him today, and you'll be secure. There was a little girl that came home from Sunday school one day, and she was in a perplexing mind. And she said, "Mama, our teacher said today that we must come to Jesus if we want to be saved, but how can we come to him when we cannot see him?" Her mother said, "Did you not ask me to get you a drink of water last night?" "Yes, Mama." "Did you see me when you asked me?" "No, Mama, but I knew that you would hear me and get it for me." Well, that is just the way to come to Jesus. We cannot see him, but we know that he's near and he hears every word that we say, and that he will give us what we need. As we try to see Jesus by faith, he will become real to us. And then if we allow him to be the shepherd of our life, oh, that takes a lot off of us. Takes a lot off. And only through him can we get a vision of God. Never get it through Satan. Never get it through the things of the world. But you will get it through a relationship with Jesus Christ. You will really know then. So, Christian friend, knowing the kind of shepherd that you have, make sure you follow him. Make sure that you trust in him. Make sure that you listen to his voice. Make sure that you feed upon his words. And be sure that you, and I'm sure that you have the satisfaction that you're really looking for if you'll do that. It'll put it all together. Why? Well, because the Lord is my shepherd. And verse 1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." I shall not want. What a great blessing that is in our lives. And I trust today that as we think about Christ as our shepherd, and Satan as the counterfeit shepherd, the one that really doesn't care, we don't want him working in our lives. Let's let Jesus be our real shepherd. Let's follow his lead. Let's do what Christ would have us to do. Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you.